Welcome
to the Local Economic Development Podcast,
hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyerstam.
For other programs in this series,
please have a look at www.ledcast.net.
Hi, today's topic is all about strategy in LED. And we want to, just before we start the show, say that I'm sitting here at home in South Africa, hoping that the neighbor's dog is not going to interrupt in this show. Jörg, where are you at this moment?
Well, I actually happen to sit at Singapore International Airport because I've just completed a couple of workshops in Vietnam. And now I'm traveling on for 2 weeks of work on local economic development in Sri Lanka.
Okay, and we thought that it's really important to get this message out, so we decided that despite our circumstances, we'll go ahead and just record this show. So, Jörg, why is it that so many people think that you and I don't like strategy?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we have often and quite publicly made rather critical remarks about strategy and about the way strategy is often addressed in the literature on local economic development and in the manuals that are available on local economic development from a couple of international organizations.
So we've even been accused of being unstrategic about strategy.
That's a funny way of putting it. I think we are more accused of being too strategic about strategy in terms of pursuing very specific petty goals by criticizing other approaches.
So today we get a chance to actually explain carefully what we mean when we talk about strategy in LED and its role in LED.
And we probably should mention that we are both deeply convinced that strategy is an absolutely crucial element in local economic development.
Okay, Jörg, so where do we start? Where do we start with explaining strategy and its role?
Well, I think the first thing is to say that strategy is not, in bold and underlined, equal to strategic planning. There is a guy who's written this hugely interesting book about the competitive advantage of non-profit organizations. Sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it's actually a very interesting subject and a very relevant subject. And he likes to quote a strategy guru, a management guru called Henry Mintzberg, who once wrote that the terms strategy and planning must never be used in one phrase.
Okay, but often strategies are embodied in plans. How do one deal with this contradiction then?
Well, I think let's just come back to the distinction between strategy and strategic planning, or rather planning. I think the term strategic planning has a lot to do with the intention of having a plan that is actually looking beyond the immediate necessities and is looking into the medium or even the long term, or at least is informed by an understanding of the needs of the medium and long term. So that's, I think, what people often mean when they talk about strategic planning. A strategic plan is, well, it's a document, basically. It often is more like a book. Whereas strategy, in the way it is conceptualized by management authors like Mintzberg, like Michael Porter, means something entirely different. In their perspective, strategy is a clear perspective and a shared perspective in terms of what we are good at and what we want to achieve. What is it that we want to do to create a competitive advantage? What can we do to establish a unique position in the market? And I think that kind of approach to strategy, or that concept of strategy, equally applies to local economic development. In a company, it's about, well, the company's unique competitive advantage. In a location, it's about the question, well, is there anything we are good at? Is there anything our local businesses are particularly strong at? And what can we do at the local level to further deepen that strength, to further develop that strength and create a competitive advantage collectively and related to the location that cannot be easily replicated by people in other locations?
Okay, so basically it sounds that to me that in a strategy one would be saying no to many things and one will saying yes to a couple of clear things.
Absolutely, yeah. I think one of the things that I find constantly puzzling about strategic planning documents is that they contain statements such as, we need to bring water and electricity to all our local communities. I mean, that is not a strategic statement. That is a statement where you basically say, well, we want to get up every morning and do our duty, because it's, of course, government's duty to do these things, to deliver these very basic services. Doing that and stating that has nothing to do with strategy.
Okay, so those kind of activities should be in project planning documents or on some other Microsoft project map or in an operations manual, but definitely not in the strategy document as such.
Well, the strategy document, in fact, if you want one, and maybe you want one, and we wouldn't necessarily discourage that. But I must say the strategy documents that I personally like are actually relatively brief narrative documents that outline a perspective at development, at where to focus development, where to set the priorities in development that is shared by relevant stakeholders at the local level. It's maybe not necessarily based on a consensus that involves everybody, but there should be a couple of relevant stakeholders whom you can call up and ask them, what is your strategy? And they all should come up with a very similar answer.
Okay, well, I must say that I've been fortunate in recently seeing a trend in South Africa where strategy documents are getting shorter and shorter, with a very concise one recently being published that's only 12 pages. So there is some light. Jörg, why don't we talk about Henry Mintberg's five P's, or his five kinds of strategy?
Yeah, it's one of the things that I typically like to pull out of my pocket when I'm addressing this issue in training courses, for instance. Mintzberg, quite some time ago, distinguished five different types of strategies. And he found, for each of them, he found a term that started with P, funnily enough. So there's strategy as plan, which is, well, what you write down, what you intend to do. There's strategy as ploy, which is, well, strategic behavior, where you try to, as Mintzberg would say, to outwit an opponent. There's strategy as pattern, as something that evolves over time in terms of a common behavior, a consistent behavior. And I would include under that probably a consistent line of argument or discourse among stakeholders. Then there's a strategy as position, which is about locating. Well, Mintzberg was looking at organizations, at companies. But you could as well say, well, what is our competitive position as a location? What is our strategy to develop a unique competitive position as a location in a globalized world? And ultimately, there is strategy as perspective, where people have a similar way of looking at the world, and where you don't constantly have fundamental or even fundamentalist discussions of what you want to do in terms of development and what you want to achieve with development. And what we then like to argue is that probably what you want to do as you move towards strategy is not write a document, and certainly not write a comprehensive plan at the very outset, but rather work on perspective, position, and pattern.
Just before we get to the recommendation for LED, was there some other logic in his order of these kind of strategies? Because to me, it seems that strategy as a plan is probably the best known, and strategy as a perspective is probably the least applied in the field of LED, certainly.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm not sure whether there's any specific sequence or any specific idea behind this sequence. But what I found when I explained these things is that actually I can move my way up from the bottom to the top quite easily, trying to start with perspective and then work from one element to the next one. And ultimately, as an interim result, come up with a planning document, with something, some kind of document where I write down what I think our joint strategy for local economic development is.
Okay, and then your recommendation about how one should should then work with strategy in a local economy?
Well, I think the main reason why we're having this these disputes with some of the proponents of strategic planning is that we say, well, maybe you don't want to start a process with that. A friend of mine would say something like, how are you going to plan something that you can't even imagine? And what he wants to say with that is, well, how can you engage in a meaningful planning exercise when you don't really know, or when you don't have a shared perspective at what you're talking about? What we often find at the outset when people start to engage with LED is that five people have six different opinions what LED is about, and actually fundamentally different opinions. And that is why we would say, well, first of all, we need some kind of alignment process. And that's why we say, why, rather than putting these people together and having academic seminars, why don't we stimulate an alignment process by actually engaging people in practical activities, so that via practical activities and through practical activities, they start to develop a shared understanding of what is and what is not local economic development.
So essentially what we want is we want people to think through problems together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we want to do is to have a shared learning process. I mean, that's the other element that we always emphasize, to see LED as a learning process. And especially in the early phases of an LED process, you often have a very, very steep learning curve among the local stakeholders.
Jörg, now, strategy, what should the time perspective of a strategic process be? Should one focus on the very short or on the very long? Where do one start with this?
Well, I think it's important to make this distinction between strategy and your plan. I mean, as David Lapiana quotes Mintzberg, don't throw those things together in one phrase. So strategy is something that will evolve over time. For instance, in the place where I live, in the city of Duisburg in Germany, it took quite some time for local stakeholders to agree on the strategic, on the strategy of establishing the city as a major logistics hub. Initially, people said, well, that's all about trucks. It's about noise. It's about dirt. Now we don't really want that. So it was a rather lengthy learning process and alignment process, that people understood that logistics is not just trucks and dust and noise, but actually involves all sorts of things, and that even though there's also the element of the trucks, ultimately the economic benefits you get from that outweigh the downside of the environmental impact. So it was an alignment process that took quite some time. And then at some point, local stakeholders sat down and said, okay, now let us explicitly formulate this, that as one element of our local economic development strategy, that we want to establish ourselves as a main location in logistics, and that we want to develop all sorts of LED activities to strengthen our position as a logistics location. So that was the strategy element. Aligning stakeholders and say, okay, our strategy is to specialize in logistics. The next point then was to say, okay, now what does that mean practically? And that is where the planning element comes in. So based on this strategy, then you realize that, oh, there's actually not enough roads, and the railway system needs to be revised. And we also need to do something about our port structure. And we also need to do something about real estate development, which is then where very specific plans come into place. Actually, quite a series of plans that address these specific issues.
So basically, if one could visualize that, it sounded to me like in the beginning there would have been many quick, short steps building up to a point where the process was characterized by milestones, by project activities, securing of budgets, and actually doing some project-managed interventions, like building a specific business estate.
And that is what typically happens, that initially you have rather basic activities and then get more sophisticated over time, just like initially you have these fundamental disagreements, and over time everybody starts to get aligned behind this strategic perspective. And a couple of years down the road, nobody recalls that actually at the beginning there was a lot of controversy.
To me, it sounds like conversation and discussion is really important, especially in the beginning, to get a shared perspective.
That is to some extent true. But at the other hand, if you think about it, there's a lot of conversation and discussion going on at the United Nations General Assembly, and you would not necessarily argue that that helps that much in terms of actually resolving world problems. It maybe helps in better understanding them, but it does not necessarily lead to specific action. And that is what I often observe in LED processes, that people think that by talking and doing more talking and doing more talking, we actually get alignment. And I don't necessarily think that that is the case.
Okay, so what would be the counter to that, that you make learning implicit?
Well, the proof is in the pudding. So you really need to do certain things and have a learning process around that. And ultimately, you will have some kind of alignment where people say, okay, now I better understand what you were talking about all the time. And maybe I might be willing to share your perspective.
Okay, so two points come to mind that then is related to that. And the first is, in LED, social capital and the building of social capital is really important. And in a typical planning process, building social capital is assumed rather than implied.
Well, very often the existence of social capital is assumed, but not necessarily verified.
Or valued.
Well, I wouldn't say valued. That's not fair. But it's often something that you implicitly assume, and it's also something where some people probably underestimate the amount of effort that is needed to actually build social capital. But it's definitely one of the elements that you need.
And the second idea that I have is, I recently listened to a podcast of Clayton Christensen, where he spoke about innovation, and he said that the risk that you face by looking at trends and data is that by the time that the data shows a trend, it might be complete too late.
Yeah, that is usually the case.
And in many strategic planning processes, there's a massive emphasis on looking at economic data and trying to figure out from the data what are we good at and where's all of this heading.
Yeah, I think in that perspective it's important to see that ultimately the strategic approach to local economic development needs to be very much driven by private entrepreneurs. You can't have a collective process to decide, well, we are going to establish ourselves as the main location in the new industry of blubquap, which is a new technology that has not even been invented, but we're going to invent that now, and then we're going to be the world leader in that. It obviously doesn't work like that. What you typically do in your strategy is to look at what you have in your local economy, and then that comes back to your observation that it's important to say no. And then to say, well, looking at the different trends that we have, looking at the different sectors that are evolving at different speeds and with different levels of dynamism, there are certain things that we really need to strengthen, because that is where we have a real chance to establish a unique advantage. And then you have to make very hard decisions, which is actually one of the reasons why you have a lot of disagreement at the outset, because at the outset, everybody wants to see themselves as a main sector to strengthen the local economy, even the hairdressers and the bakers.
And maybe it's important to note that LED will never be a sequential process with one strand of activities following, short on each other, but that there will actually be many different activities happening at the same time, sometimes in sequence, but very often happening in parallel.
Well, in the ideal case, it's more like an ecosystem where all sorts of things are happening quite spontaneously and evolutionary. And at best, you have, well, based on dense conversation, a reasonably clear idea of the different things that are happening.
Okay, but that being said, don't you think it's very tempting for people to want to try and coordinate all of that through some kind of a strategy process?
Yeah, then that is very similar to trying to coordinate your garden and tell the plants how fast they are supposed to grow and try to make some plants grow faster by pulling at them and stuff like that, which is not very promising.
Okay, Jörg, so we've used the word strategy a million times in this discussion. Let's just quickly recap. Mintzberg explained there's five kinds of strategy, and you and I believe that strategy should start with building a joint perspective and then progressing through the different kinds of strategy.
Exactly, yeah.
And your favorite three kinds of strategy that you think stands the best chance of really helping an LED?
Well, I think when you look at successful locations, they tend to have a very convincing and very consistent story in terms of where their competitive advantage lies and what kind of strategic action they need to strengthen that competitive advantage. In a neighboring city to where I live, local government has recently created a quasi-governmental company that is running a clean room, and it's a highly specific incubator for high-tech companies. Now, that is what I would call a strategic intervention, and what was very, very smart to figure that out, and to see that that might make a hell of a lot of difference to the high-tech cluster that is evolving locally there.
So to put this into context with my statement about strategy is also about saying no, that municipality then decided that instead of building a tourism park or building a logistics hub, that they're going to say no to those initiatives and that they're going to focus their energy, they're going to say yes to building an advanced industry by building a clean room.
Well, actually, the funny thing is that they have two main focal areas. One is high tech around microsystems, and the other one happens to be logistics. But never mind that. So the key point here is the key point.
I'm sure they've still said no to many other options as well.
Yeah, they definitely have. They have said no to biotechnology. Those are not primary focal areas. And they haven't said no to quite a few other things that were contemplated at some stage.
And it would be important to stress that despite the stakeholders saying no to those things, there's still people busy providing primary health and all the other things, but it's just not seen as the lead sectors.
That's right, yes. Okay, so let's leave it at that for today. We've got still quite a few things that are going to come up. For instance, I think we should have a closer look at the issue of social capital that we just touched upon in this show. Thank you for listening, and please remember there is our website www.ledcast.net, where you can find other shows and also some additional information on the subject of local economic development. Thanks and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.